Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord forevermore. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Blessed be God forevermore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, rain down, rain down, my comforter and friend. How we need your touch again, Holy Spirit, rain. Rain down, Holy Spirit, rain down, rain down, my comforter and friend. Your touch again, Holy Spirit, rain down, rain down. Let your power fall, let your voice be heard. Come and change your hearts as we stand on your word, Holy Spirit. Let your voice be heard. Come and change your heart as we stand on your word, Holy Spirit. Rain down. No eyes have seen, no ears have heard, no heart had known what God has in store. So open up heaven, open it wide unto your church and unto our life, Holy Spirit. Spirit, rain down.
Can we all sing it together now?
Rain down. My comforter, my friend. How we need your touch again. Spirit, rain down. Holy Spirit, rain down. Let your power fall. Let your voice be heard. Come and change your heart. Rain down. let your voice be heard. Come and change your heart as we stand on your word. Your voice be heard. Come and change your hearts as we stand on your word. Special way. Come, come, come upon us in your special way, Holy Spirit. Sweet Holy Spirit. Come, we need you. Come as rest of the weary, O Lord. Come and quicken us, O Lord God. And brood over us and move in the midst of your people in your special way today, Lord God. We give you thanks. We lift your name on high, O Lord God, because you're here. We acknowledge that you, O Lord, just have your way in the midst of your people, Lord God, and do as you will. That your people may be blessed and your name be glorified forevermore. Hallelujah. In Jeshua's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Isaiah 6. Isaiah chapter 6. Limuru shikabahande busin travaye bushkai. Hallelujah. The book of Isaiah chapter 6. We please look at the first verse. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Hallelujah. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train or his glory filled the temple. Hallelujah.
Brethren, the Lord just struck that in my spirit as I was coming up here. And I perceive that Isaiah at this time had ministered, had prophesied, has spoken for God, had done so many works for the Lord in the midst of the people of Israel. But a year came that something different happened. It says, in the year that Uzziah, the king, died, I also saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his glory filled the temple. As I is saying here, that Uzziah was a kind of a blockade unto him, a kind of a veil. Hallelujah. There are certain levels that he could not go. There are certain things he couldn't do. There are certain things about God he couldn't appreciate, because the king Uzziah was still there reigning. And in the year that Uzziah died, there was a change. In other words, Uzziah was removed. The block was removed. And he could appreciate God. Hallelujah. He could see God in his glory, filling the temple. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I believe the Lord is saying that the Uzziah in your life must die during the course of this conference, so that you can appreciate the Lord in his mighty ways and his glory. You might be able to appreciate the God that you serve. Be able to see clearly and appreciate what he's doing in your life and in the church. There is some Uzziah, some kind of Uzziah that have blocked you. Hallelujah. That's some mindset, that's some veil. Like the Bible says that when Moses read, some kind of veil is cast upon the people. Most of them removed from the way so they can see and appreciate the Lord God Almighty in the thing that he's saying and doing. Hallelujah. You might have been attending conference and hearing the word of the Lord and experiencing certain things about the Lord that somehow you cannot express, cannot appreciate the Lord in the way he wants us to appreciate him. But Spirit of the Lord is saying expressly today that in the course of this conference, you must let Uzziah in your life to die, to be taken away, so that you can see the Lord. Seeing means to appreciate God more clearly, to see him, to appreciate him and his glory and his majesty. Then you'll be able to appreciate the things that he's doing and can relate to what is happening to you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Masika marabo shanda mahandaya. Ingenimontra veil. For the veil must be torn and removed from your life. Otherwise, you will not be able to see the Lord in his true glory and majesty. Hallelujah. Therefore, let loose. Let the veil be cast away. Let the mindset be put aside, that you might appreciate the Lord. Save the Spirit of the Lord unto thee. Loose. Let all your knowledge, past knowledge, understanding, let your doctrines, let all the petty things you have known and held over the years that are hindered you are moving into things the Lord has led for you, let it be put aside. Save the Lord, that you might appreciate what the Lord is saying in this hour unto his people. Let your ears be open. Let the stuff in your ear be taken away. Let's open your heart to the Lord. There is going to be a moving and a tearing up of the veil and removing all the things that have blocked your way, that you might move into the place the Lord Almighty has ordained that you move in this hour, says the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord forevermore. Hallelujah. Mekurama Santa Bakushina. A lot of people who are listening to my voice this moment, the Lord is saying that the reason why some problems in your life have persisted to this time In spite of all the prayers, in spite of all the deliverance you went through, in spite of all the things that you have done, in spite of all the waiting and crying to the Lord, it's because you have laid an idol in your heart that you are holding and have blocked your way to seeing the Lord. The Lord is saying you must let go this moment so that you will appreciate what God is doing, that he will come and say, lift up the gate, oh, he can lift up your head. Let the King of Glory come into your life and into all the crevices of your life. For the Lord wants to move and come into all the departments of your life. Might come the crevices and touch the areas that were placed untouched before now. Praise the Lord. The Lord wants to come into those places that are hidden and locked up. He wants to come in and he's knocking at the door right now. He said, open that I might come in. Hallelujah. Open up that the Lord of Glory might come into your life today. And begin to do that which you're supposed to do in your life. Blessed be God forevermore. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be God forevermore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know how this meeting is going to go, but let us trust the Spirit of the Lord to lead us. Amen. Glory to God. Now, we've been talking about the theme, understand the times, the light of the Lord's day, and his kingdom. And last night, our brother was bringing some explanation to us, throwing some light into the things that the Lord is bringing to us during the course of this convention. Hallelujah. And one of the things that struck me, among the five things he said the Lord is going to do, he said the Lord will come your nerves. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When you're agitated, a nerve is running, you know, current, and then you're not able to do anything, you're shaking, you're so disturbed. You'll be given some tranquilizers to calm your nerves so you can settle down and do whatever you want to do. But those are temporary things. But the Lord wants to calm your nerve with the permanent tranquilizers to make sure that it doesn't rise up again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of it. Because the things that are responsible for bringing such agitations, bringing such stress, the Lord, by his word and by the movement of his spirit in the course of this conference, will touch them, and he will speak those three words spoken in the scriptures when the storm arose. When disciples were so perplexed and they were so afraid, and they cried to him, and he spoke only three words, said, peace, be still. The Lord is going to speak to your situation, condition, and say, peace, be still, and there shall be calm. Blessed be God forevermore. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're talking about the day of the Lord and his kingdom. We have heard so much about the day of the Lord. And even last night, when mentioned to us, we know that the day of the Lord is not just one day, but if you like, a season, a period of time, the Lord, you know, tend to accomplish things within his purpose and his plans for the church and for the world. Hallelujah. So we know it's not a day. We're already living right now in the day of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And certain things the scriptures open up to us to give us an insight into what the day of the Lord is. And when we begin to see those things, then we have no reason to doubt that we are living and operating within the day of the Lord. And so we begin to expect most of those things to begin to come in a more concrete way and in more quick successions, because the Lord is just about to wrap up his plans for the ages. Praise the Lord. Now, if you read from the scriptures, you read from Isaiah, you read from Zechariah, and read some of the prophetic books, you will get to know that the day of the Lord, one of the things that characterizes the day of the Lord is there's a day of judgment, of iniquity and wickedness. Praise the Lord. One of the characteristics, or one of the things that will mark the day of the Lord, one of the events, also will be the manifestation of the power and the life of God in the midst of his people. The manifestations of the power and the life of God within his people and through his people unto the outside world. That's one of the mark of the day of the Lord. One of the events that must take place and already begin to take place. The manifestation of the power and the life of God in his people or through his people. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that time is not in future, it's not tomorrow. That time is now. Praise the Lord. The time is right now. The time of the manifestations of the power and the life of God within his people and through his people is now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I hope nobody here is still believe that one day, maybe in the future, there will be a trumpet that will be sounded somewhere, you know, so loud, pam, 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 and then, you know, there will be some mighty moves, some miraculous things begin to happen, and we become changed. Hallelujah. Because the trumpet is already sounding. And the dead in Christ are rising already. Praise the Lord. Those who are in Christ now dying are rising up. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says, because the Lord has declared unto his people a day of deliverance, restoration, he says, the sons of God are rising. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord forevermore. It is the day of the Lord is the day of restoration. It is the day of jubilee. We are coming into that time. We're already inside it. And we're beginning to move on. We'll come to the fullness of the day of restoration, of the day of jubilee. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We'll sing that song about the year of jubilee. And that song says that in the day of jubilee, the prison gates are open. Hallelujah. And the captives are going free. That's a mighty move of God causing resurrection in the life of people. And the mighty revelation of the power of God. And that is happening right now. And perchance you do not know. It is not something that is going to happen. Something that is happening. Like we'll sing that song, you know, the prison gates are already open by the reason of the working of the Spirit of the Lord in the life of his people. And the prisoners are already going free. So you need to recognize that and rise up from where you are and just discover that the bondages, the stakes are already falling away. And so you rise up and walk away from that place that you've been bound over the years. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you have been in bondage of any kind of thing, habits or whatever you think about, and it's been something that you've been on for a long, and you've come to stay with it and feel, well, that is my cross to carry for the Lord. It is not the cross the Lord is talking about. You just shake yourself and know that at the time you're leaving the conference, at the time you're hearing the voice of the Lord speaking to you, rise and check out yourself and see that the prison door is open for you to come out. And the bonds have been broken. You have to rise up and walk away from that place of bondage that you might be able to enjoy the freedom the Lord has declared unto his people. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But note that these manifestations and these things the Lord is doing will be in the midst of crisis, in the midst of tribulations, in the midst of all manner of things that is coming around us. Praise the Lord. It is in the midst of this that the Lord will manifest his power and glory in the midst of his people. Hallelujah. When there are weapons to be tested and tried, it cannot be effectively tried when there is war. If there's a war, then you can try the weapons and see how effective that weapon can operate, can function. Hallelujah. Brethren, we are in the time of war. We're in a warfare. And the Bible said that you and I were the battle axe of the Lord and his weapons of war. And now that we are in crisis, we see all kinds of devastations. We see all manner of movement. We see the enemy rising and man rising to his fullness. The time that everybody is perplexed. The time that no solution for the problems that are rising all over the place. The time the world is not able to solve their problem. The time you feel that you're caged, you cannot move forward. That's the time the Lord will begin to test these weapons. And you are that weapon, Lord said. Hallelujah. So the Lord is now beginning to test the weapons that he's prepared for these last days. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord will showcase his power in his people, that the world may know that the Lord has not worked in vain, that Christ did not die and resurrect in vain. That said, this is why he died and resurrected, that he might show forth a people who will move through this land with power and might, just the way he moved, even more than he did, because he said, greater works than these ye shall do because I go to the Father. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, masikamarabakushindamahayaba. Hallelujah. So let us begin to understand, because that's the essence of what we're talking, that we might come to the knowledge and understanding of what the plan of God is, or what he's doing, and what God has ordained for us, so that when we see situations around us, it will guide us and guide our behaviors and our actions and reactions towards those things that are happening around us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's now our Bible to Isaiah 60. Isaiah 60. I would like us to read together, if open to it, let's read together in unison, verses 1, 2, and 3. Are we all there? Let's go. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Praise the Lord. The Lord is saying unto thee, arise. If you're asked to arise, that means you're either sitting down or lying down or staying idle. If I have to arise, that means you're in a state of inactivity. And he said, arise and shine. You may not realize that's a light that has risen upon you. And the Lord is saying, arise, shine. Why? For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. He said, you need to arise and shine. Why? Because the Lord has put his glory upon you, even in the midst of darkness. He said, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but his light shall shine upon thee. Hallelujah. So in the midst of darkness, then the light will shine. Hallelujah. I said earlier on that it's in the midst of tribulation, trials, and persecutions, all kinds of devastations and calamities. That's when the Lord will showcase the people. And in the midst of gross darkness that covers the air and the people, this is the time the Lord is causing his people to rise up and shine as light, so that those in darkness can behold the light and come to the brightness of the light of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So why the light is shining upon you is that you might stand out and be a light unto the people in darkness all around you. Praise the Lord. And you say, how can I shine? I seem to be in the darkness myself. Because the things surrounding me, situation around me, prove that I am dwelling in darkness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If that what devil is telling you, can speak to him and say, rejoice not over me, O my enemy. Even though I fall, I shall rise. Even though I dwell in darkness, the Lord God, He is my light. Hallelujah. You can't dwell there when enemy have put you. The Lord said, arise and shine, for thy light has come. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. Blessed be God. Now, the trials and tribulations and persecutions and all manner of situations that you find around you, that the enemy have brought unto you, all around you, has only one purpose he wants to achieve. Hallelujah. He wants to cause you to come to a place of compromise. A place that you will come to compromise and a place in bondage. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To distract you from focusing on what the Lord is saying unto you. From the word that God has spoken concerning you, God has spoken to some of you definite words of what he wants to do. Words of deliverance, words of prosperity, words that should rise up and do certain things for him. But any bring distractions to make sure that you do not go forward. All he wants is to bring you to where you can negotiate with him, so you won't be able to be as effective God as the thing that you be. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You better you know this so that you know how to act and react in situations that are surrounding you. Praise the Lord. Or what do you think the enemy tries to do? The Lord is saying, they're calling you to a time of prayer and fasting and wearing the Lord and praying and bringing down the power of God, and your children, all of them, fall sick at the same time, and you're running around to take care of them, you cannot pray effectively. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, go and preach to some place, go and minister there, and somehow everything begins to go, you know, negatively. Maybe your cars are packed up, you know, your job, some problems are arising. You know, it's time your boss now remembers that something you're supposed to have done, you've not done, and issue queries to you. That's the time that your business partner says, well, I think it's time to pull out and take all my money. And then you begin to say, how do I solve the problem? The aim of the enemy is to bring you to a point that you'll be distracted from the call of God in your life. And then you begin to find a way of negotiating with him. He'll begin to speak to you to come to the negotiating table. Hallelujah. So you can compromise. That's the aim of the enemy. Hallelujah. But I tell you something, and that's what you need to hear. No matter how bad, how devastating, no matter how terrible situation might be, no matter how overwhelming might be, don't you ever compromise. Hallelujah. Don't ever go into any deal with the devil. No deal with the devil. For once you make a deal with the devil, you are in trouble. Praise the Lord. Check the scripture and see those who made deals with the enemy. Or those who tried to make deals with him. All his aim is to bring to a place they become inactive and become subject to him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So no matter how, even if you're dying, make sure you do not compromise. Make sure you do not get into any deal with the devil. Praise the Lord. But even though that these problems and this devastation, all manner of things that come around you and the devil wants to distract you, to put you in bondage, or to bring you to a place of compromise, and you feel that enemy has generally, you know, bombarded me, has come upon me with all kinds, the whole hell is upon you. But on the other hand, you realize that in the midst of that, God turns it around for your good. The Bible says all things work together for good to them that love God and them that are called according to his purpose. The enemy planned it and ordained it for evil, but God turns around for your good. Praise the Lord. Every trial is a stepping stone to a higher place of glory. Praise the Lord. So don't be afraid of trials. Don't cry when they are trying temptations. But the grace that God will release unto you in this time is to enable you to overcome them. And when you overcome them, you are promoted, you are rising up from that level you are to a higher level of relation with God, a higher level of power and glory in the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. So never, ever, ever, you know, shut away any temptation that come your way, because God did not promise there will be no temptations. But he promised that in every temptation, he will make a way to escape for you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you know this, understand this fact, then it will be easy for you to manage the crisis and the situations
and react accordingly, you will not get to a point where you begin to accuse God and begin to get offended with Him. Many of us are offended with God. You feel, well, I have been such a good child of God. I've been so consistent. I've been serving you, Lord. I've been doing all manner of things. I have put aside certain things, for the sake of the gospel. I have sacrificed so many things, and my mates are doing so many things, and everyone they're prospering, So what is happening, God? You seem to have forgotten me. You seem to have just, turned your back against me, and you're a bit bitter, It's not impossible. So do not say, well, maybe my case is so terrible, because John also had some problem. He had the knowledge of the Lord, and he spoke, he prophesied about the coming of the Lord. He knows about him, but he got a point when he expected something from the Lord to do it the way he wanted to do at the time he wanted to do. It did not come, and he was asking, go ask him, is he the one who is to come, or do you wait for another? The Lord said, let no man be offended with me. Praise the Lord. Brethren, that's the one thing the enemy will drive us into, to be offended with God and begin to complain. And we are bringing ourselves to a very terrible state when we got to that place. So, always cry out to God. Cry out to God, for his hand is very close to bring deliverance unto you and to bring a succor. Praise the Lord. A proper light and understanding, like we've heard earlier, is what will cause us to react properly. And this is what truth that Peter was trying to pass across unto the people. And if you open with me to the first epistle of Peter, 1 Peter, I think it's chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4. Hallelujah. Peter had seen the things that the brethren are passing through, how some of them are reacting to it, how some of them are feeling bad, and felt that, well, God, why this is happening to me? I have not sinned. I've always paid my tithe. I've always, loved the brethren and helped them. I've always done the thing God, you said I should do. Why? Hallelujah. And here, Peter trying to give us what will help us to have the right attitude when in such situations that we find ourselves. Hallelujah. And in 1 Peter chapter 4, in verse 12, it said, beloved, think it not strange concerning a fiery trial which is to come, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoicing as much as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. He said, think it not strange. Because we think it's strange for somebody who is carrying on, who is being diligent and consistent with God, and all kind of fiery trials, not just trials, but fiery trials, qualified, coming upon him. And you begin to wonder, and Peter is saying, do not be worried about this thing. Do not be wondering why such things are happening to you. Don't look at that strange things. Because God allowed it for a purpose. Hallelujah. And if you flip back to chapter 1 of the same book, he gives some more light and reason why you should, conduct yourself in a proper way, even though you're passing through this situation. Look at verse 7.
Verse 7 says, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Now the result of the trial of your faith is that it will bring forth at the end of it a nature of God in you. You say, after your trial, you'll come forth like gold, purified. So there's something to gain, that there's something, what much more than the things that you're passing through. There's a glory that is coming. The Bible said Christ, who is the pattern son, because of the glory that was before him, he endured the cross. Praise the Lord. That is something that is set before us, brethren. That's a nature set before us. That's a glory set before us. That should be our focus. That should be something that will comfort us and encourage us to pass through all kinds of trials and persecutions and devastation that may come our way. Knowing that after we try, we'll pass through those things successfully by the grace of God and speak unto God and pass through with the right attitude. We shall come forth like gold, purified, and we shall be partakers of that glorious nation the Lord has prepared for us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brethren, it's in this situation and in this kind of thing that the church is right now. And I believe that we already began to celebrate tabernacle. Praise the Lord. And that is where the Lord is bringing us. The three feasts of the Jews. The final one is tabernacle. But we know also that before the tabernacle proper, as part of preparation for the tabernacle, that is the great day of atonement. Praise the Lord. And if you read through, we can't go to that, you know, during the course of this message. But if you go to read Leviticus chapter 23, you can get a whole lot of, you know, those things that the Lord commanded to Israel. And the Day of Atonement is a time of, you know, offering of your soul. It's a time of afflicting your soul. And it's an instruction and a commandment that everyone, every Israelite must afflict his soul. And anyone who does not or try to exclude himself, the Bible records that such a person will be cut off. In other words, it is compulsory, it's mandatory for you to afflict your soul. So the trials and persecution that come your way is compulsory that you pass some of these things because of what God wants to work out in you through these experiences that you're passing through. Praise the Lord. And when you understand this and realize and have a light and believe in it, then it's easy for you to pass through any kind of persecution or trials and devastation, knowing that that's a plan that God has put in place. At the end of all this, you will have benefit and profit. What more than, much more than the trials that you pass through. Praise the Lord. So it is time to celebrate the Lord's feast. There is tabernacle. But we need to afflict our souls. The time of repenting, the time of trying to make, you know, make amends with God. Atonement. Being at one mind with God. A time of anything that separates us from God, that makes it for us to relate to God as intimately as He wants us to relate to Him. Those things are the things that were removed as we, you know, afflict our souls. And that corresponds with the experience at the golden altar of incense. Before you can approach to the mercy seat and the holiness of all, you must pass through the golden altar of incense. And there is the place of offering of the soul. All of men will have to die. And what God wants to do as our last to pass through some of this situation is that the man in us will die. Everything about me will die. And it will be all of gold of God that will remain. Praise the Lord. He said, as you pass through trials, like fire that purifies. And after you have been purified, you will come forth like gold, the nature of God. And that's the ultimate what God is trying to do, bring us to the place that will become just like Him. Hallelujah. So let's rejoice when we pass through those fair trials. Hallelujah.
And James said, count it all joy. Hallelujah. So rejoice in tribulations when others are carrying long faces and crying and mourning and going about places. You should rejoice. Hallelujah. Because the Lord has made plans for provision. You know that the end of this whole thing is not that you're going to die and perish in that tribulation. But you know the end is that you're going to be saved and you're going to be rewarded and be glorified with the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 There are two very important and crucial things I believe that are necessary, you know, at this time. In the light of what we're saying, the Lord is being opened up unto us. Because the aim of this conversion is that light will come from the Lord. Light concerning every obscurity in our life. Things that we don't understand. Things to ask questions. Things that we just begin to wonder when we're alone and say, are we really, you know, in the right track? Aren't we making a mistake? Aren't we just missing it? But when the light comes, then all those thoughts of darkness will flee away. And we'll be able to see the Lord clearly and what He's doing. How can align ourselves with Him? So one of the things that's necessary at this time is knowing God in reality. Hallelujah. Knowing God in reality. A true revelation of the person of Christ in our lives, in our experiences. Praise the Lord. You may have known the Lord as Savior. You may have known the Lord as several things, but that is the knowing that is necessary at this time. That the knowing of the Lord in reality. You know, the disciples have followed the Lord for a long time. And they assume they really know Him. And one day He cornered them and asked them some questions. Said, who do people say I am? They quickly answered the questions. It was so easy for them to say what people say or think about Him. Then He turned again to say, who do you yourselves say I am? There was silence. Praise the Lord. But the Spirit of the Lord brought light. It's important that we have light. Brought light to Peter, and he answered and said, thou art the Son of God. Hallelujah. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That was a revelation that came by the Spirit of the Lord. And if the Lord were to ask you some question, what would you say? Who do you say God, the Lord Himself, is? What is Christ to you? Who is He to you? Is it just something you can express a head knowledge and tell people about Christ? When it comes to the real nitty-gritty, you won't be able to move forward. Who do you say Christ really is? So there is need for a revelation knowledge of Christ Himself. An intimate relationship, knowing Him for who He is. That revelation will change everything about us. Everything about us. That revelation will change the way we behave, the way we carry on, all the things we do. That revelation will change it. Hallelujah. But because we don't have that revelation, we just grow in darkness. Let me bring the little thing and we just fall apart. So all the teachings, all the expositions, all the conferences, all the meetings that we attend have not succeeded in bringing us to a place of, you know, real revelation knowledge of the person of Christ. Otherwise, it will show. If you know Him, your actions and reaction will show that you really know Him. That's why I wonder why people at this time who claim to know the Lord and speak all kinds of, you know, kingdom jargon, and they'll still come and ask you some questions and say, what do you think, brother, if I marry a non-believer, you know, and God will you know, God will convert him. Hallelujah. Well, he's very good. In fact, he's better than, you know, some Christians I know. He's so gentle. He's so nice. And in fact, he fears God. How can you have a revelation of Christ and have understand what God is saying and the word of God and you ask such questions? Praise the Lord. I'm not making this up. And some of you here have asked that question. Some of you are asking that question. Some of you will still ask the question. Some of you are planning to ask the question. Some of you are arranging it so you can present it to the elders. A revelation knowledge of God or Christ and who he is will refrain you from this. We don't think about it because the answer is plain unto you. You don't need to ask anybody because the Lord has said it's plain unto you. You know in yourself the answer, but you want to maneuver and manipulate and see so you can say, well, that brother, he said there's no wrong about it. Praise the Lord. We need the knowledge of God in reality. Hallelujah. And in Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, I want to read that. The book of Daniel chapter 11. We need the true and realistic knowledge of God. And a true revelation of the person of Christ in these days. For us to move in the light of things the Lord is saying and is doing in this hour. Daniel chapter 11. I just want to read one verse of the scripture there. My Daniel seemed to be running away from me. Praise the Lord, but I caught it. Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. If you look closer to that, and such as do wickedly against the covenant shall be corrupt by flatteries, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. If you do really know your God, that is something that will prove. The Bible says you will be able to do exploits for the Lord. And exploits includes your being able to put the devil where he belongs. People say no at any time that something is cropping up is against the word of God and the will of God for your life. Being able to take the bold step and say, no, I can, others may, but I cannot. Being able to say, my case is different, I'm a child of God, I will not move in that direction. The knowledge of God will bring you to that place where every person bows and you stand. Praise the Lord. And that what happens. If you go back to chapter 3, you have the record of the three Hebrew children and even of Daniel. That is an expression and a manifestation of those that do really know their God. Hallelujah. If you read there the scriptures, the Bible says it came to a time that the king Nebuchadnezzar, as powerful as he was, he set up an idol, a golden image, and summoned all peoples all over the nations, and all the big men, all the generals, all the servant chiefs, all people around that he controls, that all must come at the sound of the psaltery, they should bow to the idol, that golden image that he has set up. Praise the Lord. It was a command and was added to that anybody that will fail to bow down will that same moment be thrown into the fiery burning furnace. So everybody was afraid and obeyed. The high and mighty, everyone. The Bible records, but there were some Jews that identified some people who have refused to bow to the image. And the king could not fathom that. Who are these Jews
that all these mighty men bow down and they refuse to bow down. Bring them to me. Hallelujah. And they brought them and he tried all, read through the scripture, we can't go through them because of time. Look, you see, he used all manner of method, cajoled them, you know, tried to reason with them, tried to make them see, you know, tried to give all manner of ways, you know, to compromise. Hallelujah. He said, look, it doesn't matter. All the reports, I don't believe it. All the things apart, let's put it aside. But now, you know, you just bow down as you hear the sound. Now, there is no elder here. There's no sister, no brother. Just you. Nobody will know you bow down. Just. You don't need to lie down. You don't need to prostrate. Just do your head like this. That's all. And then you can go and have your freedom and go ahead and do what you're doing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Many of us will agree to that. After all, what does it mean? It doesn't really mean anything. I just get to say what belongs to Caesar. Hallelujah. But these people have the knowledge of God beyond just the ephemeral things. And they said, oh king, we will not even think about it. We don't need to consider it because we have the answer ready. We don't need to go home and think about it. Hallelujah. You don't need to think about it and consider because there is no place for compromise or consideration of such things. There's so many things you don't have to consider. But we go on considering and reasoning with the devil and then try to talk with him over the matter. You have no reason to do that. There's no time. Time you use the other thing for the Lord, for yourself. You need to discover the enemy to find a way out because your heart is actually very, very, very into the thing that you want to do. Your heart is not pure before the Lord. You might speak it, you might shout it, but inside there is an idol you want to lay hold upon. And so that what's propelling you and pulling you to the things you're doing, the things that you say, all the maneuverings and the manipulations that you do is because of the thing that right inside here. Even though you speak a different thing, the thing that you carry out is the thing that is inside your heart. That's why the Bible says the heart of man is very, very deceitful and very wicked. Who can know it? Praise the Lord. But God knows our heart. That's why he said, give him your heart. Because he set it such like and show you what a heart is like. And if you're really willing to serve, you open up and say, and fall on it and say, God, cleanse my heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. So they say, will not. And he said, well, let me see that your God that will deliver you from my hand. Hallelujah. When such threats come to you headlong, it is time for you to think, look, let's be wise. We have a mission to accomplish. We have a call of God upon our life. We have not finished the call of God. We have not gone that mission. There's so many people need to know the Lord. We need to preach the gospel. Let's be wise. God give us some wisdom. So if we continue like this and they kill us, it means that 3 people from the soldiers are dead. What about the unreached people? So let's just bow so we can continue with the preaching of the gospel. Hallelujah. That's what people say. That's what people do. But this man knew God and they said, we will not bow unto this idol. Hallelujah. He said, it doesn't matter, even if our God that we know will always deliver us, we have good knowledge of our God, we know him. He cannot abandon us because I will never leave you nor forsake you. If you pass through the fire, I will be with you. It will not consume you. If you pass through the waters, I will be with you. It will overflow you. So we know this God. He will deliver from your hands. But adventure, even God decided in his own sovereign way and said, well, this time around, guys, I'm not going to deliver you. We will still not bow. This is people who know their God. Hallelujah. And what was the result? By the time they threw them in, the Bible records that even the men that hastily threw them into place, they were slain by the heat of the fire when they were thrown in. The Bible said even their dresses, those 3 Hebrew children, there was no smell of smoke. And can you beat that? Praise the Lord. When they threw them there, God also arranged a divine air conditioner there and they were enjoying themselves there. Praise the Lord. Because God was there with them. He fulfilled his promise to be with them in the fire. In the furnace. So as the furnace is coming upon you, know that he is right there with you. So don't have to fear. And the king looked and said, is it not 3 people put in that place? I see 4 people. And one of them is that unto the Son of Man. Had a revelation that God was there. Praise the Lord. These are those who know that God. And God will prove himself. And after that, there was a declaration that anybody who speak any evil against the God of Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, they have to be dealt with. So they reckon with this God because somebody stood up
and take his name for the sake of the word of God, for the glory of God. And when you honor God, God will honor you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Young folks, be careful. And make sure you don't walk in compromise. It's very easy for compromise. Say, this is the in thing. You know, we're young people, you're old people, the time has passed. This is a new age. Be careful about the new age, because God's standard does not change. And if you honor God in your youth, God will honor you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So knowing God. And the second thing is that we'll learn to live and walk in the Spirit. Live and walk by the leading of the Spirit of God. Now it's become very, very crucial this time that anybody who will survive in this time must know how to walk by the leading of the Spirit. In other words, we must learn and know and recognize the voice of the Spirit of God. Otherwise, there's no way you can survive. Sorry. Because the amount of deceit and devastation that is coming is already here. We know them. I can't go through them all again because we had some of them last night. You know that you need to have a definite leading of the Spirit of the Lord before you take any steps. Even the things that you know that is normal. This is the normal way to do it. The Spirit of God constrains, and now the time we're in is that you need to ask again like David did. Praise the Lord. If yesterday a problem, you know, came up and you solved this way, God led you. If tomorrow the same problem comes, better ask God. He might have another way for you to solve the problem. Praise the Lord. That's what it means to live by the leading of the Spirit of God. Amen. In Galatians chapter 5 verse 16, I better read that. Paul was speaking and trying to give us an understanding of how crucial and important this aspect of our life is. But the only way we can succeed, the only way we can survive now. Hallelujah. What will we say? Hallelujah. I believe, I'm not trying to taunt them, but I believe that if some people are listening to God in jars, those put their slaughter. And you're walking with the Spirit will tell you it's time to move away from here before they come to slaughter the people. And that's what's going to happen, because don't think that the devil will fold his arms and watch you grow and come and overtake his kingdom. He will come several, as an old man. He's older than you. Many generations. He knows all the tricks to play. You are not as old as he. It's an old devil. So you better be careful. You can't handle him. Hallelujah. But God in you, by his Spirit, will know how to handle him. So it depends on him. Who knows him in and out? Who even created him? He knows his ways. He'll lead you how to overcome him, how to play around him, how to put him in his place. Praise the Lord. That's John. Isn't it beautiful if you have somebody who do that for you? Why would you have to struggle and fall and stand when you can have somebody who lead you and give you the direction and you don't have to falter? That's where the Lord is calling us to, a life that will walk in perfection. Hallelujah. If we're waiting for the time we'll come to full perfection, the fullness will come. But now, there's a level of perfection God has placed from us. Perfection at this time means when God says go and you go, you're walking in perfection. Obedience, instant obedience and extra vision to the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 5. Verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these, and you can read and all that. Hallelujah. And in verse 25 it says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Paul also spoke and always said, if you walk or live in the flesh, you will die. But if you walk in the Spirit, you shall live. So there are two ways. You decide what you want to do, which is better. If you want to live or you want to die. If you want to live, it says you walk in the spirit. So why don't I walk in the spirit so I can live? And how do we walk in the spirit? Simply. And that is the very problem we have in the body. Many people do not know the voice of the spirit, cannot identify when the spirit is speaking. Many people have a problem of how God speaks. And so when they come making decisions, they are in deep problem because they have not trained themselves, their ears, their spiritual ears, to understand the voice of the Spirit of the living God. And so many times, other spirit speaks to them, hallelujah, and they follow it. But the Lord says, my sheep hear my voice, hallelujah, and they follow me, the voice will change that. They will not hear because they have been trained to tune to the voice of the master. So when the master says, come, they know it's the master. And when the enemy says, come, they'll know it's the stranger. How will you differentiate that? You have to train your ears to know that the voice of the Spirit of the Lord. That's what says also in Romans chapter 8. It says, as many as are led by the Spirit of the Lord, they are the sons of God. Isn't that time we call that Spirit? That's good. Oh, you know, as many as are led by the Spirit, they're the sons of God. I would like to say, by the Spirit of God. Because there are many spirits that can lead you after all. And doesn't make you a son of God. Praise the Lord. Glory to God forevermore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you learn to walk and live in the Spirit, you won't have problem in making choices in life. Young folks who are looking for life partners, learn first of all to recognize the voice of the Spirit, learn how to be led by the Lord, then you have no problem knowing and choosing the right life partner after the heart of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because if that's put in place, then there will be no reason, there will be no place for, you know, a brother moving to round to about 5 sisters and proposing, telling all of them, God spoke to me. Hallelujah. God cannot speak to you concerning 5 sisters at the same time. It means you're not hearing God. Praise the Lord. And that's why it's still so, well, there are 5 brothers have spoken to me. I don't know which one is God. You need to be able to recognize the voice of the Spirit leading you to tell you where to go, who is this. It's important, it's crucial at this time, brethren. More than ever before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when we begin to walk in this thing, this will usher in the manifestations of the power of God in our lives. Hallelujah. Open to Romans chapter 8. The power of God in our lives goes beyond the things that we know, the things we see. It goes beyond leading us into making right decisions. It takes care of everything concerning us, physically, spiritually, mentally, and otherwise. Romans 8 was still there. Get back to Romans chapter 8 and flip through to Romans 8 verse 11. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Do you have the Spirit of Him that raised Christ from the dead? If you have the Spirit, the Bible says that if you have the Spirit that dwells in you, that is this Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, this same Spirit walk in you shall quicken. That word means will revitalize your mortal body, your physical body. It will give life, that would say, into your bodies. Hallelujah. So that word means when you say it will quicken your mortal bodies. It means that if you have cancer and the Spirit of God lives in you, it can quicken your body and bring life and cast away the cancer. Praise the Lord. It is not something far-fetched. If you haven't seen that and you're here, just apply faith and the Word of God. You will see it will work in you because the Word of God is true. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember last year, December, we were about to go to Cote d'Ivoire mission, and about 3 weeks to that, you know, I was feeling so very bad, you know, weak and all manner of things. I didn't know how I was feeling. And my wife said to run comprehensive medical test. Praise the Lord. And the result came out, and the devil brought a report. Very terrible report. Praise the Lord. The report, if interpreted to make you understand, is that my kidney was failing, my liver function was failing, all the organs will soon pack up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That was the report. Everything was abnormal. Praise God. The devil was trying to test certain things. But you see, he's so foolish because I think the devil is somehow, you know, has a short memory. Yeah, because if not, he had done certain things before and he failed. He tried second time, failed. He wanted to try it again. He keeps trying and he keeps failing. Praise the Lord. He once hit me with a bad slip disc, and they said they're going to put my leg and hang up for 3 months on traction, and I'll stay there. You know, if I want to ease myself, I'll stay there to do it. You know, my leg hung there for 3 months. I said, no, I can't do that. And then we said, well, so that's the only solution. There's no other thing. This kind of case. Okay. We went to the orthopedic hospital in Ibobi. Said, okay, let's go. We'll come back. Let's go and get our things. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I went home, told my wife, we decided I'm going nowhere. I'll stay right there. Praise the Lord. I within 6 weeks, the Lord raised me up from the place. And they say, you wouldn't be able to drive. I'm driving. When we do, I'm run. Hallelujah. You know, young folk, if you need to run now, you may not be able to beat me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because God is bringing to pass his promise of giving us the power of endless life to work in our members. The Spirit of God is quickening and revitalizing us. Hallelujah. Glory. So when I'm 50 plus going to 60, I can walk and move like somebody's 20. Praise the Lord. What do you think that was operating in Caleb? Hallelujah. Somebody say, you know, you're not that young anymore. Yes. Hallelujah. If I moved around when I was 20, 25, I moved around to place to preach, go to place in one day, 3 or 4 places to go and preach and come back. I am 50 plus going to 60. I'll still do more because the power of endless life is working in my members. Praise the Lord. He said that this spirit will revitalize. Hallelujah. Will vitalize your mortal bodies. So when the devil brought the report, hallelujah, glory. And you know what happened? It didn't move me. I looked at my wife, was a bit worried because she knows the nitty-gritty of the things. Hallelujah. But somehow, she also felt, look, this thing, the devil is trying to do something. So unfortunately for the devil, that day was a Wednesday, we have fellowship. Praise God. So when the fellowship and told the brethren, the elders were finished, they just prayed and canceled our report. We went for a repeat of test in another place 2 days later, and the report was direct opposite. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, glory. And I found myself in Cote d'Ivoire. And even if the report did not come there, I was still found myself in Cote d'Ivoire because
God,
we have a covenant of life and not death. Hallelujah. And God spoke to us time ago, not long ago, that is rewriting reports.
Many of you, the enemy are giving report, God will rewrite the report. Praise the Lord.
And my own is an isolated case. There are other cases of the same kind of report, daily reports, but God rewrote it. Who report will you believe? The devil report or God's report?
God says you are alive. God says you prosper. God says you are free. You are liberated. And devil says you are under bondage. What will you believe?
Hallelujah. Rise up and reason and hear the Lord speaking unto thee. He said the power of that spirit will quicken, revitalize, and renew your mortal bodies. Not just your spirit man. To renew your spirit man, renew your soul and your body. So your body can carry your soul to move to the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Loose the name of Jesus. Glory. The restoration is total and all round. That's what the Lord is doing. And the earlier we begin to understand that what God is doing is not just something on the papers, something you read, you know, here so and so person didn't happen there and there. You read the scriptures, yes, you know, Paul and the others, you know, Jesus did that, yes. You read maybe Ken Hagin, somebody far-fetched, right here in the body, God is doing many things. God is causing power to move, that HIVs are healed, you know, cancers are being, you know, destroyed, all manner of things. The thing is that we don't even know what's happening in our midst. You check it out. Go around and ask brethren. You discover that what you feel that you're not seeing is happening. Praise the Lord. The Lord is moving, and now God is about to begin to manifest in reality His power and His glory in us. That we need to rise up. Hallelujah. Because the entire world are coming unto us, like was said last night, for us to give them life. See, the Bible says that God had life in Himself, and He gave His Son to have life in Himself. And His Son is not alive to have life in Himself. God will bring us to a point that will be able to give life, give us. Praise the Lord. Don't ever think that the restoration of God is to bring us back to Eden. No. The Bible said the first Adam was what? A living soul. But second Adam is a life-giving spirit. God will bring us to a stature of a life-giving spirit, not that of a living soul. Praise the Lord. So we can give life to people. Give life to people. People are, you know, so run down, they are in problem, they are around you, and you say, oh, below, no, lay hands on them, rebuke it, and bring life to them. Hallelujah. It's not you that will do it. So you don't need to consider how it will happen. Oh God, if I lay, it doesn't happen. No. Just do it, because the Lord will move and do it. So the name of the Lord will be glorified. That is the expression of God bringing us. And that will encourage us to know that no matter what the salvation we have, probably anything bring our way, our God is mightier than all those things. Praise the Lord. Even when He decides to take away your means of livelihood, do not fret like the unbelievers do. That's why the Bible says, our brother was saying, when they shall be crying, say that they're going down, you'll be crying, there's a rising up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We need to understand what God is doing in our lives and we know the purpose of God, then we will chew in that and we'll begin to flow in it. There's no special person that is formed to walk in this way. Everyone has the potential and the ability to walk in the things God is saying these days. Don't say, well, when I grow and become an elder. No. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you believe these things are true, what are we expected to do? Then trust and obey. Hallelujah. You know, many times the enemy wants to say, okay, let me take away his job from him. Let me see how he will get money and have the bone and talk about this is God. When he can't have money to feed his children, let me see what he will do. Hallelujah. Or maybe you bring in some goods. He moves in the hearts and minds of the custom men. And he sees your goods, so you come and pay $3 million before he can take your goods. Maybe the goods cost about $1 million. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you feel, oh,
All my hope is shattered. All the things I plan to do is shattered. Praise the Lord. Our God is mighty in all those things. Say, my God shall supply all your needs according to riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Not according to your bank account, according to your business worth, but according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, unlimited treasure that is laid up there for you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Loose. So what the Lord will do is that those things the Lord has given you, he gave you a job. But I'm going to say, but God, you gave me a job. How do you allow him to take it away from me? Hallelujah. Job said, the Lord give it, and the Lord take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's what you should be doing. Hallelujah. If you cry like other of your colleagues cry, what's the difference? But if you rejoice, they come and say, what crying your job? What's not? You tell them that I have another job. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, that song was sing, our God is mighty. Hallelujah. He provides all our needs. And when, you know, what now? So when all the ravens that have fed us, all God, then it's time to rest in his. Praise the Lord. Those ones that we know, those provisions we know, when they're taken away, it's God that gave it to us. Then it's time to bring to work in real faith. The just shall live by his faith. Hallelujah. That when the reality dawns on you, when you know that help won't come from this brother, help won't come from the church, help won't come from here, you try everything, then it's time to fall upon the Lord and he will meet you. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. Hallelujah. There's a lot of things the Lord is going to do. And if you have time, I want to read down the whole of Isaiah 60, 61. And towards the end, you see what the Lord will bring unto us in terms of this restoration that is coming upon us. When we stand where he's called us, when we move in the light of his word, then there's nothing like it. Hallelujah. No eyes have seen and no ears have heard, no heart had perceived what the Lord has got in stock for us and for his people. Praise the Lord. And we need to confess that no matter what happens, if everything fails, the world will fall apart, I know the Lord will meet my needs. Praise the Lord. Do we know that song? You know, our God is mighty. Let's sing that song before we close. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our God is mighty. Hallelujah. He provides all our needs. When ravens that have fed us are all gone. Hallelujah. Then in his hands will I dwell. Hallelujah. In his presence. Hallelujah. Our God is mighty, and if earth should all decay, like it's decaying right now, the earth already decaying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then my hope is certain. My hope is not dashed like the unbelievers. My hope is certain. And my treasures are all safe. There. Hallelujah. It is not that the failed banks will cause me to lose all my money, but my treasures are safe in him. Hallelujah. For in his hands will I dwell, and his strength shall keep me. Hallelujah. For the Lord our God is mighty. Hallelujah. The last verse of that song says, in his hands he holds the key. For my life to be made free. The key is in his hand. He said, I have the key of David. When I open, no man can shut. And when he shuts, no man can open. Your boss doesn't have the key of your life. The devil doesn't have the key of your life. Only one person, he has the key. Hallelujah. To make my life free. So he declared freedom for you. He opened the prison doors for you. So no man can shut it. The key is in his hand. And if you know the key is in his hand, then you rejoice, because no man can determine what happens to you except God. Hallelujah. Can we sing that song if we know it? Sing it. Hallelujah. Our God is mighty. Let's declare that the heavens will hear, let the earth hear, let the hell also know that our God is mighty. We depend upon him.
not on the ephemeral things around us, not on the mundane things around us. Hallelujah. We depend upon the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Glory to God forever.
Our God is mighty. He provides for all our needs.
Marriage here is on the verge of breaking. Hallelujah. And you are just here, sister. Just make up your minds of what you're going to do. You had it up here. And you can't handle it anymore. and you're about to take a decision that is not of God, but led by your own counsel. The Lord says, if you go by your counsel, you will perish. Lay hold upon the Lord and seek His counsel and His help. For the Lord is risen to bring healing beyond your imaginations. For the enemy has thought to destroy, but the Lord has come to rebuke and to heal. Therefore, believe God and lay aside the decision you are about to take. For you are here because the Spirit of the Lord moved you to come, that you might lay down your decisions and lean on the Lord and cry unto Him, for He is on the way to bring healing unto your home, that you might know the Lord your God has loved you with everlasting God. And He, God, doeth all these things for His name's sake. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, brethren, we need to cue in what the Lord is doing. We need to lay ourselves bare before the Lord. We need to lay aside our own ways. We need to seek the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. We need to allow Him to break and tear off the veil that is covering us and take away our mindset which is working against us. That's a plan and purpose for God. But because He has the key. Then we must believe Him, trust Him. He's able, more than able, abundant able to take us to the place He promised to bring us to. In the spirit of things and situations we find around us, our God is mightier than all those things. And He has promised not to leave us, not to forsake us. Our God will strengthen you and bring the place that will stand. There will be no need, no reason for you to go on a compromise with the enemy or to deal with him. For the Lord our God is raising up people of power who will manifest His power and glory on the earth, who will now begin to bring life to people, because there's going to be a deluge, there's going to be an influx of people who are crying, seeking to know that which the Lord is doing. But the Lord is bringing a healing and restoration. He wants to be able to bring restoration to those who will come very soon, in a moment from now. Praise the Lord. So let's arise and know the times that we're in and what the Lord is doing. This is the day of the Lord. Let's know that His kingdom is come upon us. And the kingdom of this world is becoming now the kingdom of our God and His Christ. That what the Lord is doing, let's share with Him, let's stand with Him, let's flow with Him, that we might be found worthy to partake in that day that is to come, that has begun. Blessed be the name of the Lord forevermore. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.